Tonight, 4th January 2003. The Dhamma talk that will be delivered tonight is in Pali, known as Anugahita Sutta. In English, it is the discourse on supporting the Vipassana rights view or Vipassana knowledge. That is number one. To help support the Vipassana knowledge by keeping virtue or morality, sila. Number two, to help support the Vipassana knowledge by listening to the Dhamma talk, that is sutta. Number three, to help support the Vipassana knowledge by discussing the Dhamma, that is sakicca. And number four, to help support the Vipassana knowledge by practicing Samatha meditation or tranquility meditation. Number five, to help support the Vipassana knowledge by Vipassana meditation or insights meditation. In Pali, it is known as Vipassana. Altogether, there are five ways to support the Vipassana right view or Vipassana knowledge. It was expounded in the commentaries that when a small tree is planted, one has to nurse it. The small tree must be supported in five ways, and likewise, Vipassana right view or Vipassana knowledge shall also be supported in five ways. Now, how do you support a small plant that has been planted? One, you have to support it by putting a fence around the plant. Number two, you have to support it by watering the plants. Number three, you have to support it by clearing the undergrowth or clearing the weeds. Number four, you have to support it by removing the insects that may be infesting the little plants. Number five, you have to support it by removing the cobwebs, if there be any. Likewise, in the Vipassana meditation also, you have to support the Vipassana right view or Vipassana knowledge by five ways. That is, first, you have to support by keeping the morality sila. It is like putting a fence around your knowledge. And the second one is, you have to support it by listening to the Dhamma talk, that is sutta. It is like watering the plants. And number three, you have to support it by discussing the Dhamma, that is sakicca. It's like clearing the undergrowth or clearing the weeds near the plants. And also you have to support by tranquility meditation, that is samatha. It is like removing the insects that are infesting the little plants. And you have to support it, number five, by means of Vipassana meditation or insight meditation. It is like removing the cobwebs that you can find on the small plants. Now, by keeping the moral precepts, it's like having a fence around the plants. Number two, by listening to the Dhamma talk, you gain some knowledge. It's like watering the plants. And number three, by discussing, you remove the doubts and know things clearly due to the discussion. And it is like clearing the undergrowth. And by practicing tranquility meditation, it is like you are removing the insight. Practicing vipassana meditation is like removing the cobwebs. Now, like you support the little plants by five ways, you have to support your vipassana, right view, by five ways. Only if you can do that, that is, only if you can help support in that way, you will be able to realize the noble Dhamma starting from the stream winnerhood that you have been aspiring for. So now you know that the vipassana right view or the vipassana knowledge is like that little tree. So if you don't support the tree cannot develop. Similarly, if you don't support your vipassana right view, it cannot develop. Now let me elaborate. Let's go back to number one. That is, you must keep your morality or sila securely. It is like your vipassana right view being surrounded by a fence. If you do not keep your morality or sila securely, then your vipassana right view cannot be developed. Now, there are, for your knowledge, four kinds of morality or four kinds of sila. The first kind of sila is known as Patimokkha Samvara Sila. It is the restraint with regards to the disciplinary code for the monks. The second sila is known as restraint of senses, that is Indriya Samvara Sila. Number three is purification of livelihood, known as Ajiva Parisuddhi Sila. Number four is morality with regard to the four requisites, that is Pasya Sanisita Sila. Now first let us go to the first type of sila. For the monks, they have to observe or they have to keep the 227 paragraphs of the disciplinary code. That is the first type of sila, Patimokkha sila. For yogis like you also, who are practicing this vipassana meditation with the aim of realizing the knowledge of the path and the knowledge of fruition, you also have to keep this kind of sila. What is that kind of sila? Padimokkha sila. For example, at times you observe the 5 precepts, 8 precepts, or 9 precepts. Now you are observing 9 precepts. This is also observing the Padimokkha sila. See, the monks had to observe 227 precepts. You are observing 5 precepts or 8 precepts, or now especially 9 precepts. That is, you are observing the first type of sila. Now, in this type of sila, it is led by faith or conviction. I will give you an example. That is, for example, you refrain from taking your solid foods in the afternoon. If you take that solid foods when you are not observing the precepts, that is, if you take your solid food in the afternoon, there was nothing wrong with it. Now, when you are meditating and when you are observing, the 9 precepts, in this you have to refrain from taking your solid meal in the afternoon. Why did you do it? Because you have faith in it. Because you have faith in it, in the sense that if you refrain from eating, it will give you some kind of support in your meditation. This is the first kind of sila. Now we come to the second kind of sila, or second type of sila, known as Indriya Samvara Sila. Here you have to restrain your senses. You have to securely guard them, like the faculty of eye, faculty of ear, faculty of nose, and so on, including your tongue, including your body and your mind. If you guard these faculties, the greed, lobha, and anger, dosa, can have no chance to appear or to rise. So what must you have? You must have mindfulness. That is why in this type of sila, mindfulness leads. This type of sila is led by mindfulness. Now, how will you guard these senses? While you are doing meditation, that is practicing Vipassana meditation, you have to guard your faculties. For example, you guard your eye faculty, you guard your ear faculty, and so on. Only if you are mindful, you can build up concentration. And only if you can build up concentration, you can establish the Vipassana knowledge or wisdom. Therefore, when you look at an object, you should look so that your seeing is only mere seeing. When you hear, it must be mere hearing, and so on. It goes for all the 6 senses. I'm not going to elaborate any further. So in this particular type of sila or morality, it was led by mindfulness. Only mindfulness can lead you to concentration. Concentration leads you to the establishment of Vipassana knowledge, and Vipassana knowledge or wisdom leads you to the realization of the Noble Dhamma. Now we come to the third type of sila, that is purification of livelihoods or ajiva parisuddhi sila. In this kind of sila, for the monks, they will give Dhamma talk, they will give instructions for vipassana meditation, and so on. By doing that, by their own efforts, what will happen is that people will begin to respect them and may offer them the four requisites. So it is appropriate for them to use these four requisites that are offered by the devotees. But how about the layman? Of course, the layman also have to exert their own efforts and try to make a livelihood only by fair means and not by unfair means. So you know that effort here is very important. So this kind of sila is led by effort or virya. Now we come to the fourth type of sila, which means morality with regards to the four requisites. That is prasya sannisita sila. Now in this type of sila, for the monks, they have to reflect while making use of the four requisites. What are the four requisites? You know that number one is alms food, number two is robes, number three is monastery, number four is medicine. Now I will give you just an example, and it is going to be a very short one. For example, when you are taking your alms food, you reflect in your mind that you don't take your alms food for merrymaking. You don't take your alms food to have good looks or good appearance. Then why did you? There is an etc. There are so many things left to talk about, but I will just cut it short. So why do you then take your food? In order that, of course, you can do meditation. That is, for the sake of doing two trainings in the Buddha's sadhana. That is, number one is learning, and number two is practicing meditation. Now, how about the laymen, lay devotees? Also, lay devotees like yogis, you yogis here, you should reflect that you take the food. See, in order that you will be well and healthy, and can be able, you will be able to practice vipassana meditation. There's only one example. You have to reflect I don't know whether I should say in the same way, or I think I should say, you should also reflect in an appropriate way in making use of the other three. So after alms food, what do you have? You will make use of your robe for the monks. For the monks, they will make use of the monastery. They will make use of the medicine. But for the devotees, you just think that you are taking your food in order that you will be well and healthy and you will be able to meditate Vipassana meditation. So in this case, the wisdom leads in this kind of sila. That is, now, what is sila like? If we sum it up for all, sila or morality or virtue is like a fence around that plant. So sila is a fence around what? The fence around the plant, so that nobody can intrude. Now, if you have observed sila securely, that is, nothing can intrude to destroy your vipassana right view. So this is the first one. First way of supporting. Now what is the second way of supporting? In Pali, it's sutta. Sutta actually means knowledge. How do you get the knowledge? By listening to the Dhamma talk. Now, you yogis who are practicing Vipassana meditation with the aim of realizing the knowledge of the path and knowledge of fruition, you have to listen to the Dhamma talk. This afternoon, you listen to the Dhamma talk that was given to you through the tape, and then you listen to the Dhamma talk given to you by our Siaro. So while you are meditating, you have to listen to the Dhamma talk. It is like watering the plants. So while you are practicing Vipassana meditation, if you listen to the Dhamma talk, it is like watering or making your Vipassana right view to grow up or to get developed. For example, a yogi may be having pains while meditating, and the yogi may get depressed, and the yogi may even think that, oh, am I going to have any progress? I don't think I'm going to have any progress at all. Then yogi thought, well, I might as well go home. Now, when you listen to the Dhamma talk, you know at least what is happening to you. So it is like watering the plant and to let the plant grow. Also here, to let your Vipassana right view grow or get established better. Now, after the Dhamma talk, when you learn about these things, you become encouraged again. You feel encouraged again. And as you feel encouraged again, you're going to practice your meditation by exerting efforts. And if you do it that way, you may realize the noble Dhamma that you have been aspiring for. So, this listening to Dhamma talk is also a kind of support for you in the meditation of Vipassana. Now we come to number 3. You have to do discussion of Dhamma. It is like trying to remove the undergrowth from the plants. Why? When you discuss, you know which one is right, which one is not right. So when you know which one is right and which one is not right, and if you practice, then you will have the progress of your Vipassana insights or Vipassana right view. So with whom are you going to discuss? Of course, you have daily interview. At the daily interview, you discuss your Dhamma with your meditation teacher or with your meditation master. You have been doing it daily. You have been practicing according to the methods of our benefactor Mahasi Siaro, and you have been seeing your meditation teacher daily at the interview. And of course, when you report it to your meditation master, the meditation teacher will tell you, oh, you may report that I have this kind of pain, that kind of pain. The pain is increasing, the pain is decreasing, the pain is arising, the pain is disappearing, or the pain is moving, and so on. And apart from that, you will also report to your meditation teacher other experiences, other things that you had experienced, other phenomena that you had experienced. So your meditation teacher will say, oh yogi, this thing is right, this thing is not right. So is it not like trying to clear away the doubts or the wrong things from your thoughts and making your thoughts clear for meditation? So it is like what? It is like clearing the undergrowth of the tree. So your meditation teacher will clear out everything. Now Siaro gave an example. At a village, at one time there was a meditation center. And the meditation teacher taught. Of course, it was a wrong method. The meditation teacher taught to his yogis that about in-breath and out-breath. As you know, it's known as anapana. The meditation teacher wrongly said, well, in-breath is arising, out-breath is passing away. The yogi has not got good knowledge of Vipassana meditation. So the yogi was very much impressed. He was happy. He liked the idea. So he went on noting. In-breath is arising, out-breath is passing away. So that yogi came to the Maharshi meditation, one of the Maharshi meditation centers. And there the yogi notes rising and falling. The yogi notes rising is appearing or arising, and falling is disappearing or passing away. It's not right. When he reported to the meditation master has to correct him that the way he was doing was not right. Why? Now you all know, you yogis here, that when you are noting rising, rising appears in stages. So in each stage, there is an arising as well as passing away. Also, When you note the falling appears in many stages. And in each stage of the falling, there is the beginning of the falling and the end of the falling. Or there is the arising and the passing away of the falling. Many stages. So one cannot say that the whole rising is the arising and the whole falling is the passing away. So this is definitely wrong. So now as the yogi talk to the meditation master or meditation teacher, all the wrong things are removed. And Sierra said, while you are meditating Vipassana meditation, you meditate as it is. You don't add or you don't subtract anything from your experience or object. See, you note as it is. You contemplate as it is. You don't try to add anything and try to take away anything. So, what do you have to note? Whenever the phenomena arises, you note the nature of that phenomena right at the present moment. That is, try to catch it. Now, when you are meeting your meditation teacher like that, he can remove from you all the wrong things that you are having in your ideas, all the wrong ideas, and he can give you the right ideas. This, of course, is the discussion of Dhamma. So what is it like? This discussion of Dhamma is like the clearing of the undergrowth or the weeds at the roots of the plants. So we are through with number 3. So we come to number 4. In number 4, it says that you will have to help support your Vipassana right view by means of tranquility or samatha meditation. It is like removing the insects that are infesting the little plants. Now here you have to remove the insects that are infesting your Vipassana right view. What are the insects here? Your insects here are gross greed and gross anger, the gross lobha and gross dosa. So you have to remove these insects. What are they? Lobhas and the dosas. So if you practice tranquility meditation, it is like removing the insects from the plants. Now you remove lobha and dosa from your Vipassana right view. Now when you practice Vipassana meditation, in accordance with the level of knowledge that you have reached, when you come to a knowledge which does not give you any pleasant experience, you will be having only unpleasant experiences. When you are having unpleasant experiences, well, you begin to foster what? Hatred or anger, dosa. So as you are fostering dosa, that is a defilement, you cannot have progress of your meditation. In your meditation, you cannot have progress of insight. So this dosa is an insect. This insect is biting into your, chewing into your ear. Vipassana right view. So as you cannot have progress of the Vipassana insights easily. You have to remove them. The dosa insight, the lobha insight, the moha insight. Moha is delusion. And the mana insight, mana is conceit. You have to remove greed, anger, delusion, and conceit. So you have to do tranquility meditation. How will you do if you have no progress in your meditation because of fostering these defilements, lobha, dosa, moha, and mana? Well, you have to recollect, you have to do the meditation known as recollection of Buddha's attributes or Buddha's qualities. Now, every time the delusion comes in, you have to do the recollection of Buddha's qualities or attributes. Now I will explain to you what are the qualities or attributes of Lord Buddha. It says that this Blessed One is holy, number one. Holy means Arahan. And this Blessed One is fully enlightened, Sammasambuddho. And this Blessed One has wisdom and conduct, Vijja Sarana Sampanno. And number four, he is faring happily, that is Sukhato. And this Blessed One is the knower of the worlds, Loka Vidu. And he is also unsurpassed, he is also an unsurpassed leader of men to be trained, Anuttara Purisa Dhammasarathi. He is also the teacher of heavenly beings and men, that is Satta Deva Manusana. He is also a Buddha, that is Buddha. And he is also a Bhagava, that is Bhagava. So, if you want to be free from harm, you have to recollect, do the recollection on His Holiness, Arahant. If you want to know profoundly, you have to do recollection on the second quality, that's fully enlightenment, Sammasambuddho. Now, if your progress is slow, you have to do Vijja Sarana Sampanno. Now, if you want to talk, and if you want to travel, you have to do Sukhato. If you want to know about the world, you have to do Loka Vidu. And if you want to teach others, that is, give advice to others, not teach, give admonishment or exhortation, then you have to do Anuttara Purisa Dhammasarathi. If you want to teach others, you do Satta Deva Manusanan. And if you want to learn, you do Bodho. And if you want to have your advantages, if your things you want to get completed, whatever you are doing, you do the attributes Bhagava. So there are nine attributes. You do according to what you like to have. But actually, what I wanted to say here is that when you are having delusion, the delusion, the insect which is biting into your vipassana, right view, you do face the sarana sampanno. Now, if you are fostering anger in your meditation, that is when you reach the knowledge of vipassana, vipassana knowledge which is unpleasant, you will be fostering dosa or anger. In that case, what you have to do is you have to do the meditation on loving kindness. Now, if greed comes in, lobha comes in, you have to meditate the foulness or unpleasantness in your body or in others' body. For example, whatever oozes out of your eye is not graceful. That is known as asubha in Pali. Whatever oozes out from your ear is not graceful. That is asubha. See, you meditate them. Whatever comes out of your nose is also not graceful. Whatever comes out from your tongue, like saliva, it's also not graceful. Of course, you may have release excrement once or twice a day, maybe. You urinate. These are also not graceful. So if you look at your whole body, nothing is graceful. You have to clean it all the time. If it is graceful, you don't have to clean it. That is, you meditate that loathsomeness or foulness in your body. That is known as meditating asubha. Now, if you have conceit, what do you meditate? You meditate about death. So, sometimes you feel conceited. Why? Because maybe when your meditation is going well, you may feel that I am the smartest yogi here. I am the best yogi here. If you feel it that way, it's conceit. If you have conceit, try to meditate about death. So, the main thing in this sector is to get rid of delusion. That's why you have to do samatha. Now we come to number 5. That is, you support your vipassana right view by means of vipassana meditation. It is like trying to remove the cobwebs. If the cobwebs are removed, then you will have the progress of insight. Now you have to note, in this case, there are 6 senses: your eye, your ear, your nose, your tongue, your body, and your mind. Now, when you have pleasantness in these six senses, you foster greed. That is a defilement, not good. If you have to face in these six senses the pleasant things or unpleasant things, you foster anger. That's a defilement. It's not good. That is, whatever you do, when you see or you hear or you smell or you eat and so on. So what must you do in order not to foster that greed or anger? Well, if you see, Sierra says, let your seeing just stands at mere seeing. And also, if you hear, just let your hearing at mere hearing. Of course, you do the mere business in all the six senses. Now, Sierra says, in order to see, well, let's talk about the seeing business. In order to see an object very clearly, four factors must be, four conditions must be fulfilled. That is, you must have the eye sensitivity, number one. Number two is, you must have the object. Number three is, you must have light. Number four is, you must have attention. That is, to pay attention. Now, in you, yogis, you have a good eye sensitivity. The object is not very far from you. The object is there. Between the object and you, there is light. But you see things only at mere seeing. Why? Because you are not paying attention to the object. So if you are not paying attention to the visual object, what are you paying attention to? Now, if a person passes by near you, you will not know whether that person is a male or female, whether that person is tall or short, whether that person is fair or dark. You cannot make out. You only know that there is a person passing you by because you are not paying attention to that object, that person. You are paying attention only to your meditation. For example, when you are doing the walking meditation, you are noting, lifting, pushing forward, and dropping of your foot. So when you do the lifting, you experience that your foot moves upwards gradually, stage by stage, with increasing lightness. And also, if you push your foot, when you push your foot forward, you experience that it moves forward gradually, stage by stage, with increasing lightness. And also, when you drop your foot, it goes down gradually, stage by stage, with increasing heaviness. So what are you noticing? You are noticing only the lightness and heaviness. You are not noticing who goes by you, the person who is passing by you. You don't know. That means your seeing is standing just at mere seeing. Because you are not paying attention to your object. Also, another example, your hearing must be at mere hearing. To hear a sound very clearly and to make it out, things like, well, this is the sound of an automobile, this is the sound of a gong, this is the sound of the buds twittering. To know them clearly, you must pay attention. Because number one, what you need is the ear sensitivity. Number two, what you need is the audible subject, or audible object. Number three, there must be no obstacle between the sound and your ear sensitivity, ear. And number four is, you must pay attention. Only if you pay attention, you can clearly know what sound it is. If you don't pay attention, you don't know what sound it is. You know that you hear something, but you don't know what sound it is. That means, if you don't pay attention to the audible object, your seeing just stands at mere seeing. Okay, if you are not paying attention to your audible object, what are you paying attention to? For example, in your sitting meditation, you are paying attention to your rising and falling of the abdomen, to sitting and to touching. If you are doing walking meditation, you are paying attention only to the lifting, pushing forward, and dropping of your foot. In doing the general detailed activities, which is also known as the daily activities, which is also known as knowing clearly about what is happening in many and several ways, you are noting sitting, standing, say stretching, flexing, and so on. You are paying attention only to the nature of these things. That is why, even if you are here, something you were hearing stands only at mere hearing. So, in order that you can remove the cobwebs, cobweb-like things in your meditation, you have to practice Vipassana meditation. In order to support your Vipassana right view, so you have to support your Vipassana right view in five ways, like the gardener or the farmer supports his plants in five ways. And I have given you all the five ways. You have listened to it and follow and practice accordingly. And may you be able to realize the noble Dhamma, all the suffering-free Nibbana that you have been aspiring for, with Sukha Paribbada Kepa Binya. You remember it? By practicing with ease and comprehending the Dhamma quickly. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you.